Hello and welcome to the Blockchain Talks with Israel, your favorite blockchain podcaster. My name is Israel Okereke and I am your host in today's episode. And in today's episode on the Blockchain Talks with Israel, we'll be delving into the age-old debate, centralized exchanges versus decentralized exchanges, which is better. But before we get started, I would like to give a brief shout out to the sponsors of the Blockchain Talks with Israel, the Platon Network. The Platon Network is the next generation AI network. A lot has been happening in the Platon ecosystem, and I urge you to follow their social handle as seen on the description of this podcast and follow them, join the community, and explore fantastic events and developmental updates that is going on in the Platon ecosystem, as well as taking part in community events and stand a chance to win a whole lot of awesome prizes in the Platon ecosystem. So back to our podcast on centralized versus decentralized exchanges. Let's start with breaking down the basics. Centralized exchanges, or CEXs, are the traditional gatekeepers of the cryptocurrency world. These platforms operate much like traditional stock exchanges, with a central authority facilitating trades between buyers and sellers. Think Binance, Coinbase, Kraken, OKX when you think about centralized exchanges. On the flip side, we have decentralized exchanges, or DEXs, the rebels of the crypto frontiers. These platforms cut out the middleman, enabling peer-to-peer trading directly from users' wallets through smart contracts. When you think about DEX, you think about Uniswap, SushiSwap, and PancakeSwap as some popular examples. Now let's weigh the pros and the cons of each. Centralized exchanges boast high liquidity, offering a wide range of trading pace and speedy transactions. They are user-friendly, often providing intuitive interfaces and customer support. Plus, centralized exchanges offer advanced trading features like margin trading and futures contracts, catering to seasoned traders. But there is a catch. Centralized exchanges are honeypots for hackers. Despite security measures, they are vulnerable to breaches, putting users' funds at risk. Additionally, centralized exchanges often require users to sacrifice privacy through KYC verification. On the other hand, decentralized exchanges champion security and privacy. By eliminating the need for a central authority, DEXs mitigate the risks of hacks and scams. Users retain control of their funds at all times, promoting financial sovereignty. Moreover, DEXs support a broader range of tokens, fostering innovation and inclusivity within the crypto ecosystem. However, decentralized exchanges come with their own set of challenges. Liquidity can be a hurdle, leading to price slippage and inefficiency. Plus, navigating the complexity of DEX interfaces and managing private keys can be daunting for newcomers. So, which is better, CEXs or DEX? The answer isn't black and white. It depends on your priorities and trading style. If you value liquidity, user-friendly interfaces, and advanced trading features, then centralized exchanges may be your best bet. But be mindful of the security risks and privacy trade-offs. On the other hand, if security, privacy, and financial sovereignty tops your list, decentralized exchanges offer a compelling alternative. Just be prepared for potential liquidity challenges and a steeper learning curve. In the end, both SEX and DEX play crucial roles in the crypto ecosystem. Whether you're a seasoned trader or a crypto enthusiast, it's essential to weigh the pros and cons of each and make informed decisions that align with your goals. That wraps up today's episode of The Blockchain Talks with Israel. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe for more insight into the world of cryptocurrency and blockchain. Until next time, do have a lovely weekend and happy trading.